Thanks so much for downloading this episode of the Dad Podcast. If you want to help us out and you listen through iTunes, please subscribe. I found out that only 30% listening to the show actually subscribe, so those episodes will automatically show up in your phone or computer. Thanks and enjoy. Welcome to the Dad Podcast. We're recording this on Friday, so happy Fridays to those of you listening live. Happy end of your weekend if you're downloading this as a podcast. Happy September if you happen to be listening to the show in September. I'm just saying, all around happiness.
Yes.
Starting off the show this way. Oh, by the way, I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, neighbor extraordinaire.
Oh, you make me blush.
We were chatting just before the show. I'm in a good mood. I was working late last night.
He actually talked to me.
I did. Normally, I try to avoid having conversation with you. Like, here we go. Record. Yeah. Let's do this.
He says, you're late, and then he pushes a button.
I wish I could be that guy. Oh, my gosh. No, I wish I could be that guy. Life would be... Do you ever feel that way, that life would be more interesting if you were a colossal asshole?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm pretty close. Listen, I'm not making any bones about it.
Yes.
I kind of like to pretend. I talk a big game.
You haven't turned pro yet, but yeah. You're right up against
but
it.
But that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. I think there are moments, I joke about being an asshole because in my mind, I don't think I really am, if that makes sense.
Sure. Tell yourself that.
Maybe this is going to answer my question for me. Because I like the idea of the guy who just knows he's a dickwad. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But just owns it.
Yep.
Absolutely owns it. It's like, yep, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Let's dance. All right, here we go. You know?
Right, right. Well, it's a great defensive stance because once people identify you as that guy, they don't even come at you.
What does that guy worry about, you think?
Nothing.
Yeah, right? Nothing phases him.
No.
You know what I mean? He parks in two parking spaces.
Oh, absolutely.
All the time. You know, he's the guy who, when my dad is this guy, I just realized recently, examples.
We saw that recently, and Chad wanted to call the police. They parked in two spots.
You did tell me that. Yeah. That's right. My dad is kind of this guy. Where, you know what I mean? Like, I was just imagining all the moments where I've seen somebody do. I don't remember my dad doing this particular thing, but, you know, you pull out the shopping cart, and it's the wheel's jacked up, so they just shove it into somewhere to make it somebody else's problem.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That would be their move.
Yeah.
My dad did do this move. We were at a Round Table pizza. At one time, and they, you know how they, these idiot kids that work at these fast food or food establishments, and they don't really think practically, they just think, if I can get more napkins in the napkin holder, then that means I won't have to come back in 5 minutes.
True enough.
And so they overstuffed, and so my dad, I love my dad, and I don't know that I should love him for moments like this.
Right.
Because he tears it out, and you get that 2-inch piece. And so what's he do?
Right.
He drops it on the floor right next to the table. And there's a young lady who's sweeping up the carpet, which is another weird thing. Why? What does it say about your carpet when the best way to clean it is a broom? But anyway, so he's just yanking out these napkins and then throwing them on the ground. It was the closest I'd ever become to being embarrassed by him because I could see it. Like, and then there was a moment where she was like, he was just ignoring her presence, but he was literally dropping them, and she was within, like, 8 inches, like, kind of sweeping them up, like, waiting for the next one to fall. And I just, like, I remember...
She'd been to that dance before.
Yeah. As a kid, I was like, I don't know what's happening here. Like, clearly my father has higher status. But as an adult, I look at it and go... Kudos to this young lady. Like, unless she went home and cried herself into her pillow and immediately ate 2 pints of Haagen-Dazs the next day.
And then cut herself.
You know, that's fine. That makes her hot to some dude somewhere.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Demi Lovato. She cut herself. Look at her. Yeah. She's doing just fine, I'm sure.
You know what?
Right? That's the way to get on TV.
Yeah, I'm converted.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's a razor blade. Let's go nuts, you and me, after the show.
I just went on.
I don't have the gumption.
I nailed Demi Lovato. That's all I was saying.
Oh, I'm saying. Oh, my bad.
I was now interested in Demi Lovato.
Overly honest, Justin. Overly honest you are. We got to play a little catch up because we've had lots going on. New drops that you may have heard.
All right.
That's our fair Butcher Drew. And then my new favorite.
Oh, I'm so hot. I'm so glad that was clean.
It was so clean. I wish you could have seen the waveform on it.
Oh, I'm so hot.
That, of course, is Paco after his anniversary shot.
Ill-fated
where he
shot.
Started to drink it, and then it dribbled all over his shirt. And then about maybe 15 minutes later, we're having our usual good times, and he said,
oh, I'm so hot. I had to whip my hat off.
How many times, like, now, listen, crush the chihuahua has to yes. be a thing going on in your bedroom.
Sure.
Now, this is,
well,
I think.
As a saying, it's yeah, going on. Yeah.
This needs to be the new, this is how you initiate with the fair Luna. You just okay. come up close to her ear.
Oh, I'm so hot.
And then, boom, it's go time,
okay,
right then and there.
I'll see.
Right over that wooden rocking chair or whatever
oh,
that
yeah,
I fixed.
Right.
I want to see you snap the wooden dowel on that rocking
you
chair.
You fixed that rocking chair?
I pushed it back together. I don't
oh,
know
okay.
if it fixed it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know there
listen,
was an issue.
Listen, I can't handle what you guys, you know what I mean? You got teenage kids, they're banging around in the furniture that you're doing. I mean, not now. It's summer vacation. Everybody's in the casa.
Oh, yeah. I'm really scared now. I'll tell you something. Diego's girlfriend just got her driver's license.
Yes.
She's 18.
Yes.
And she is transportable.
Oh.
So
he's got a literally he has a pocket pussy. I apologize. That was literally he's got a pocket pussy. It's totally fine when I do this at the vet, right? This is, makes it totally safe. He's gonna what kind of car is
car.
It?
Yeah. It's 25 years old. That's all I know.
I wish he was Asian because then it would be a great Chinese fire drill. Literally.
Yeah.
So it's good news and bad news. I won't have to drive him every fucking where.
Right.
Particularly to
but
her
now
house.
You're gonna have to be worried yeah. about the driving that he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I bet you she knows how to drive a stick.
Oh Jesus. Put it on if you're gonna say that.
You can't even find it.
Wrong one.
That's what she's doing.
Are you an asshole? I can't play them at the same time.
Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, so inappropriate. And yet feels so right. So right.
God, I'm so hot.
Oh, I'm so hot.
Oh, my God.
Funds with drops, everybody.
Oh,
fun
boy.
With drops. So what I was starting to say is that we have a plethora of emails waiting for
You've
us.
You've got mail.
What's this? A letter. For me.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
As I've learned, occasionally I will forget what I've mentioned on this show. And so I'll look back through the emails, go, oh, we haven't done the emails in a while. And then I'll go, oh, that's right, I said that. That was a good idea.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was. I loved it. I'm not complaining, but I was distracted when we came. For anybody who's just finding the show, you go back an episode and you can hear Paco had commented on his wife's inability to drive the remote
oh, no.
on the television. And before that, I had set up for people to call in with old sayings that their fathers had said. I'd come
yeah.
up with that idea on Father's Day because we played those dad quotes from the whatchamahoozit, Fallon Show, Tonight Show.
Yeah,
not the Fallon
yeah.
Show. So anyway, this comes to us from our own Butcher Drew.
All right.
And he says, Justin and Paco just had a couple things my dad would tell me when I pissed him off. Number one, when I would be playing in front of the TV, this is a classic dad one. He'd say, Drew, you'd make a better barn door than a window. He did say window, so I had to do the accident.
Well, I realized that my mom had a dad saying.
Oh, really?
Go on, yeah.
What was it?
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Same idea. You better make a better door than a window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love is that he Tennessee'd it up with barn door.
Barn door, absolutely.
Like saying Winda without the OW at the end. That wouldn't.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough.
It wouldn't. It wasn't enough. And the Southern accent just comes from the massive amounts of tobacco you'd have to keep in your lip. And it was hard to put hard consonants in things and finish words because they would start to dribble out over your lip.
Right.
Side note, he owned a funeral home and was the county coroner. This is what I love.
Yeah.
He says, you know, I can get away with murder, right? You know who I am. Have a good
I think Quincy said that on Jack Klugman on an episode of Quincy.
That is good times to me. That is fun times. And then Josh says, his grandfather says, your ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower. That's a good one. This, now, to me, you know how we were last episode, we were talking about the 11 old-fashioned words for idiots.
Your ass is grass and I'm going to smoke you.
Ooh, I like that one. That's a good Cheech and Chong type one. Yeah. For a pothead dad who gets aggressive with his discipline.
Too many things going on there.
This is a great one, too. If you mess with a bull, you'll get the horns.
I have heard that one, yes.
I said it last week. My favorite that my dad's was, you know, I'll make another one that looks just like you. And I think we had some that people that commented on the Facebook page as well, but I can't find that, and we've got other emails. So here's another email from Brian. He says, hi, Justin and Señor Paco.
Ooh.
He says, greetings from Ireland, from a dad to be in Ireland. I've just found the podcast in the last 3 weeks while Googling and looking online for any hints, tips, and general don't panic, you moron, advice around fatherhood. You had some dad?
Well, he was very nice and respectful of my heritage, so yes. I want to say, top of the morning to you.
Thanks, Michael Caine.
Yeah.
I say 3 weeks because I just found out 3 weeks ago that my wife and I are expecting, and I can't tell anybody until after we have our first scan in a few weeks' time. Until then, all I have are you guys and the terrible shit Google throws my way. No Google. I do not want to buy a breast pump or read the Organic Guide to Parenting book by Dr. Hugs and Kisses. I like this guy. I think we need to come up with a European franchise of the Dad Podcast.
I think so.
Starring Brian. In reality, I am using your show to take part in a conversation with two parents when I can't reveal my news to anyone else until post-scan, as hath been decreed by Lady Pregnancy, my good lady wife. You guys are like my alcoholic. Sorry, Paco.
I like sorry, Paco. Yeah, there's a new one.
That's a new thing. That whenever people feel like they're unintentionally insulting you.
Right. No, it was fantastic.
Indiana
last
Drew.
Week,
so yeah.
When he said, well, I'm thin. Sorry, Paco.
That's so unfair.
All right. What's this character's name?
Brian.
Brian. All right. Thank you, Brian.
And the tarot. Oh, wait. Hold on. I skip back. An experience. Geez. Sorry again, Paco. Oh, wait. Hold on. You guys are like my alcoholic. Sorry, Paco. An experience. Yeesh. Sorry, Paco again. Little support group I get to listen to every so often. I think that was an age joke is what I think he's going for.
So.
And I'm making my way through the back catalog. I'm fucking excited to be a dad, but also a little terrified. And listening to you guys shooting a shit really helps to ground me a bit and give me my parenting fix for the day. Honestly, I almost got emotional myself listening to the teaching my kids to cycle a bike. We call it ride a bike, Brian.
Yeah.
So if you're going to ride into the show, I'm going to need you to do it in English because I don't read these ahead of time. Okay.
He's barely reading it now.
And I'm a manly, bearded Irish motorbike riding tough guy. We call them motorcycles. It's weird. See, you call evidently a bicycle a cycle.
A cycle, yes.
And a motorbike is a motorcycle. See. You tell me what sounds more badass there, Brian. You saying,
go to get on my motorbike. Top of the morning to my morning bike. Motorbike.
Or easy, top easy of the morning, reading. I'm getting on my motorcycle.
That's much better.
Right?
That's much better.
Just wondering if you guys have any tips for a father to be on how to survive living with a pregnant woman without being murdered or hideously disfigured for a heinous act like buying the wrong ice cream, etc. Love the show, guys, and keep it coming. Irish dad to be, Brian. Thank you, Brian. I don't listen.
There is no advice. You're in trouble.
If you're looking for us for help, you're in even worse shape than you think you are.
Yes.
I can honestly tell you that if you do want a good book, I think Baby Wise, I say this all the time, I think Baby Wise is a great book because it kind of gives you a way to establish a routine and understand what your baby's going through. Like I've said many times, if it wasn't for the fact that we did not follow Baby Wise with my second son, Jack, even after we did with Jacob, and once we went, oh, this is what we're doing wrong with, and then Jack kind of really mellowed out and became a very content baby, I would not be drinking the Kool-Aid so intensely on that. But as far as dealing with pregnant lady, I think you got to be really honest about, and we talked about this a lot last week. What I've noticed is that I didn't really pick up on my wife being self-conscious until after she had the kids.
Yeah.
But I don't know what your lady is like, but just be honest about how, you know, nice she looks and, you know, be really affectionate. And I think you'll be fine. I think everything will be good. And guess what? I don't know how frisky she is already, but there will be, I think it moves trimester to trimester.
Yeah.
For Natalie, it was the third trimester. That's why I talk about this in my stand-up is that those hormones kick in, Brian. And if there was one advice pre-baby,
Yeah.
You're going to want to stay hydrated. You're going to want to limber up.
Yeah.
Because she is going to be siphoning your man seed out of you like like there is no tomorrow.
And, you know, this is the last time that it's going to be of any use to you because once she has that baby,
yep,
it ain't going to be the same, son. So get on it while you can.
Wow. Whoa. How dare you, Paco? How dare you? You're talking about the 6-week window. You're not talking about forever.
No, I don't know. Well, listen, it depends.
He's talking about forever.
It depends on how large.
I wonder why Luna stopped listening to the show.
How large your baby's head is. No, listen, they always talk about the size, but they never talk about the circumference of the head. That's really the important, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care how long it was. Never mind. Okay, so first of all, I want to
talk about your child or your penis now. It's really hard to tell with you.
Either one.
I'm going to spit coffee all over the place. Anyway, finish your thought.
All right, here's my thought. One is that with regards to not having a wife that's angry at you, as I sleep, Luna holds a knife to my throat.
Okay.
So I don't know that I'm
you don't
the right
know
place
what's
to
going
go.
On.
You suggested baby-wise, and we had what to expect when you're expecting and what to expect with the whatevers, that series, which I also found helpful. But I also think that Larry Flint's Hustler
Ooh.
Has a lot to offer as far as new fathers.
Okay.
So that's a thing
so
to take a look at.
So get a subscription to Hustler? Yeah.
Well, you're going to get peed on a lot, and I think there's a lot of photographs
Jesus.
In there that...
And you got some demons, buddy. You got some demons.
Oh, and
here's what it's supposed to be. This is the dynamic. Let me remind you. All right? I'm the guy who skirts the edge, you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true, yeah.
You're the nice suburban guy in the cargo shorts who goes, oh, geez, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I guess now it's like a yin and a yang,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Where you're talking about, you know, golden showers, and I'm going, okay, all
right. Right, right. I've stepped out of my box. And
Liberators?
I
no, you're fine. You're totally fine. The other thing that some of the moms are already commenting in the chat room about whether or not they had that hormone spike or any of that stuff. But here's what I can tell you, and this is where I don't understand why people think this is vulgar. I honestly don't think that people listen to the show this is vulgar.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that things in the downstairs have been known to taste a little sweeter during the pregnancy period. So if there is a time, I don't know if you're a fan, Brian.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what he was thinking he would get, by the way, as far as advice?
Right.
We haven't talked about changing a diaper.
Right.
We haven't talked about any of that stuff. We're just and the hypocritical aspect of what I've just done. After bitching and moaning about how, so you, what to expect when you're expecting only talks about what men can get laid. And then now for me to be doing this, it's mostly for humor. But
I understand.
But, you know, now's the time to get a little comfortable down
there. And just to be clear, you're not talking about self-fellatio.
No.
No, you're talking about...
On her.
The, okay.
What do they call it? The cun of lingus,
there
I believe, is what I'm going for that one. So, happy to help you out, Brian.
Somebody on... well, I actually had one last comment there before I made a reference to the chat, which is that he's been... I understand it's a certain period of time. You want to keep it a complete secret. You don't want to spread it to the friends and the family, and it's okay with us because we're out here and it's not really the same sort of a thing. But for God's sake, Brian, once you start announcing it to your family and friends and everyone else, tell them about the motherfucking show. The show doesn't have to be a secret. Just the pregnancy.
That's true. This is right now his sanctuary.
Yes.
I've said this before, and it might be because of the conversation we just had with each other for the last 5 minutes, but... This show is kind of like a guilty pleasure. I really feel like we are not even the champagne room of a strip club, but we're like the mop closet. Imagine what seedy shit goes on in there.
Yes.
That's,
well, with that in mind, G.A. Matt says, what's gotten into Paco? Is there a pre-recorded guest today?
You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
I need to find a spot to work Scott Beeson's interview back into the show.
I think this one's it.
Set it up. You're welcome, Mr. Beeson. No, I can't. After all, can you imagine? Just a big reset. And I don't know. I said that already. Yeah, that we've made up and it was a misunderstanding, blah, blah, blah.
But if you use the right title, it won't matter, man.
Exactly. No, it's fine. I have this email from Andrew, and I have not had a chance to go through, so I'm going to skip that. So I just want Andrew to know. I'm an idiot. Moving on, Carrie says, Justin Apaco, just listening to episode 162 and just had to comment on the poop and pee discussion. Oh, no, I've read this one. I need to be a better producer of myself.
Yeah.
Yes. I said that, right? Somebody was talking about it when I did the bunny song. No, I want to make sure. I have two boys, nine and six years old, and they think poop, pee, farts, butts, etc. are hilarious. Now, being the boy mom that I am, I do laugh at such jokes or comments from time to time. It's hard not to. I also teach pre-K, and all my 4 to 5 year old students also find these subjects extremely funny and feel the need to talk about them constantly. It got so bad this past school year, I had to make my classroom a bathroom word free zone. Which then backfired on me when the tattling began. Students started constantly coming up to me whispering, "Billy just said fart." Needless to say, I am happy summer break has arrived. Love the show. Thanks for all your hard work. Hold on. Yeah, I think I did say Carrie. It says, please note, my name is Carrie, not Carl. I commented on Paco's birthday post on Facebook, and when you read it, you called me Carl. No biggie, just saying. You fuck. No, she didn't say that. I said.
Thanks for writing, Carl.
It's going to be the best part is if it's actually Carrie is also a guy's name. So let's see. We have two more here. This is from our dear friend CJ, the very passionate single mom, I believe. According to whatever you were reading regarding women being better drivers than men, I like to think I'm pretty freaking great at driving, but I'll let you know that I once was pulled over because the light turned red while I was going through an intersection. However, the officer noticed my near perfect tickets must have a statute of limitations on drop-off. It's, near perfect record, and let me go with a warning. I tell people about themselves when I catch them texting while driving. I might do excessive lane changing, but that only means I'm trying to get around the people that can't even freaking get up to the marked speed limit. When I'm in the car, I'm trying to get somewhere. If I had all freaking day, I'd take a walk. As you said, I just love how angry CJ is.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta tell you, it turns me on a little bit, more than it should. As you said, women listeners of your show are far superior drivers than whoever listens to that crap mom you played a clip of. What the shaz was that? And another reason why I love CJ, shaz is my new favorite word. And I was hoping that this day would come. And I don't know who you are, Pamela, but we also received an email from Pamela. And it says, hey, do you want to fuck me hard? I saw your pics and I'm so wet. Please fuck me. I'm here. You just need to go through the steps to see. And then she left a link to, I guess, some kind of a dating profile for which I can...
This is the kind of thing that my software usually screens out and puts in the spam folder. Are you sure that's from a listener?
You think... Well, get on that microphone so it doesn't sound like you're across the room. I know it's your first year at all. But so wait a minute. You're saying that this Pamela woman does not want to fuck me hard?
It's possible. It's possible.
Should I click on the link to see? Is that...
I think you should open up Luna's profile on my computer. And no, but listen, the way you go on about the listeners, it could very well be real.
No, it's not real. It's totally spam.
Oh, you got me again. I was leaning forward, driving to see the screen.
The reason I did this is because most of the spam that I get for the show is like lowering your mortgage and staying young.
Yes.
And then I saw this one, and the way I weed through them is that if it says a company name or something like that in the email address, I just go junk, 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 junk.
Yeah.
And so this one said Pamela, so I started to read it, and I said, hey, do you want to fuck me hard? And I went, Now, here's the thing. In my head, I was like, I wanted to see the payoff to the joke.
Yes,
what I thought
understand.
It was a prank.
Right.
And please, moms that are listening, or even dads, do not start sending me emails about, yeah, you want to fuck me hard, that are real jokes, because they will make me laugh. But
well, now you're guaranteed it will happen.
Especially if there are pics. Is that weird to say out loud? So I think did we get through all the emails? Yes, we did. I will at some point try to figure that out. But while we're on the topic of sex, which seems to be a reoccurring theme on this show as of late,
yes,
here's what I think most guys would find to have a quality problem. And Brian, the father-to-be, may find this to be a quality problem that he wishes for at some point.
Sure.
This is a woman in Florida, okay? Imagine, how many times... Everybody knows of the afternoon delight, right?
Sure, sure.
But some of us are lucky enough, except during summertime. I don't know if you work a job where... Because here's the thing. If you work a Monday through Friday job, you don't get to enjoy the morning sex or the afternoon sex unless you come home for like a lunch break or something along those lines.
Right.
But if you have a job where you have days off that rotate, occasionally you will have a Thursday off or... if you're ever so lucky enough to have a hump day on Wednesday, which I've recently learned that is not for showing your breastises on the freeway to radio station Morning Jocks.
Right.
Or for actual
or internet
sex.
Internet celebrities.
Internet celebrities via internet at showatthedadpodcast.com. It's a weird internet meme that's going around, but the probably because of their celebrity, but the but it actually represents the halfway point during the work week.
Oh, well, that would make some sense too.
Yeah, well, that's disappointing for.
By
this
the way, you might
want
to remove the bumper sticker on your car that says "I'm an internet celebrity."
Hope.
Show me
if
your
I
pics.
Didn't understand it, there must be some other mom out there who also doesn't understand it.
That's true.
Which, speaking of which, if I did have said bumper sticker on car, like be real, then. I recently learned the most popular, maybe we'll do a little bit about that on another time, but one of the top three most popular markets that this podcast is downloaded in, Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Washington, D.C. is, it used to be San Antonio.
Ah.
Washington, D.C. is number one. Number two is Los Angeles, and number three is New York.
Oh.
I was shocked to see
that.
Wow,
that's cool.
But anyway, get back to the story. Is 46-year-old Jose Vega Hernandez of Deltona, Florida, was asleep around 6 a.m. on Saturday when his 37-year-old girlfriend, 46, 37. My math is not very good, so that is 9 years, correct?
46, 37 is nine.
Yeah, so that's almost a decade younger. Good on you, Jose. Mm-hmm. But see, for any guy who feels like they want to taste the less ripe fruit of a lady, Yanilka Ortiz Burgos. Burgos doesn't sound like a Latin name to me, but everything
none of that
else,
sounded like a name.
but this is what she hopped on top of him for some wake-up sex.
Oh.
But he was too tired and told her he just wanted to sleep, only she wouldn't get off of him, so he pushed her off. That's when she punched him.
Yeah.
Things are really getting hot and heavy, right? Which is better? Do you want that, or is this more of a...
I thought you were going to play the scream.
Fast motion.
Yeah,
fast
right.
motion boxing. Well, she wasn't the one screaming in this situation.
Oh, okay. Well, it could be his scream.
She punched him and then grabbed a knife and stabbed him in the stomach.
Oh, my God.
She did it right in front of a 9-year-old. Wait, hold on. A 10-year-old and a 17-year-old. It's not clear whose kids they are. Why are they in the room when she's trying to have morning sex?
Why were they watching her hump him? I mean, maybe they came in because of the scuffle.
She was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and child abuse. So here's her mugshot, and it's great.
You stab somebody in the stomach and you get aggravated battery?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, it sounds like you can look at the face. She looks so sad about it. And I don't know if she's sad because she's in prison or sad because she didn't get her morning nookie cookie.
You know, I kind of like the looks of her.
Right? She's all right. I would listen. You know what I mean? I think this is what always happens. You know
how
they
knives.
Always, Charles Manson has women who want to come and have conjugal visits with him at the prison. So this, imagine this chick, the kind of visits that, you know, pen pals of creepy weirdos at home that she's going to get. Here's another fun one that I think is a consequence of the times. One in three people haven't taken a picture with their parents in the past decade. So people take billions of photos every single day now. We take photos of our own faces, our pets, our food, and pretty much everything else. Well, not with our parents. A new survey found that even though everyone's constantly taking pictures, one in three people haven't taken with their parents in the last 10 years. In other words, no photos in basically the entire camera phone era. 60% of people regret that they haven't taken more pictures with their parents, and 80% say that the photos they treasure the most are family photos from their childhood. So why aren't people taking pictures and with their parents? They aren't good for social media. People have found that the photos that get the most likes and comments and that reinforce the image they want to project are the ones with their friends, their pets, their food, or their vacations, not their parents. Mm. Now, I found this, and I saw it, and it made me think, because you said that you are in none of your family pictures because you're always the one playing the cameraman.
Yes, yes. I am in very few of the pictures. This is true.
Yeah, and so, here's the thing. I look at this, and I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, I hate it when they take stuff like this and go, technology's ruining. Who, honestly, like, I know you're kind of sitting there going, oh, but who looks back at a family photo and goes, you know who's good looking? Me. My entire family. There is not a single, we have a family photo that we went to, there was a place, I don't know if it's a chain, but it was Olin Mills in Modesto.
Yeah.
And we have a photo that is all of our family. My stepbrother, my stepsister, my stepmom, my dad, all of us, right? Yeah. I'm in the photo. And it was such a colossal fucking hassle. Because my brother doesn't smile in photos.
Sure. My brother looks like he's watching a train wreck in every photo.
Is he trying to smile, but it looks like surprise face?
He looks like grim death. He has made some kind of pact with himself that he
did
will never
smile.
Show joy.
Like, he goes, you know what I like? This is what I always think about with my brother. It's like, you know what I like? All those photos from the Civil War.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I feel like what really captures the joy of a moment is if you just play it full-blown stoic.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, I think honestly, is that he thinks it's unmanly to smile. Like, I don't know, because he's got a great, I've seen him laugh. He's got great teeth. It's not, what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is like, now I want to have Civil War, but in color. That's what I want. Mm. But I don't think this is a bad thing. I think that what it is that my wife wants to go get family photos taken at like a place so we can have some up on the wall. But
oh yeah,
how badly
that.
Do we need to stare at ourselves? I could get wanting to see pictures of the kids or what's a lot of fun is that you put that picture on the wall and then in 15 years when I look more like shit than I do right now, I could get a constant reminder of how, and then going back to my family photo when I was a kid, that was, I was in the phase of trying to look exactly like my father.
Oh dear.
And he always slicked his hair back when he had it.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to slick my calic filled hair back.
Yeah.
And it was all wavy and weird and lumpy and all these places, but I was fighting them because I had to have it styled like my dad in the photo.
Yeah. You know what? Come to think of it, Luna has all these terrific old pictures of her family. She has all these sisters and the brother and everything else, and they're she's often not in them because they were 20 years older than she was. Mm-hmm. So some of these really old pictures are really old pictures, and you never see fathers. I think this has gone on since the camera was invented because the father was the one using it. And when the father's in the picture, it's usually for shit because the mother's taking the photo. It's off. It's centered wrong and it's out of focus and it's just crappy.
You know what's a win-win that Natalie did that initially I made fun of in this picture on the wall department is she takes little things that the kids have either made or she makes a little thing with them and then puts it in a frame and hangs it on the wall. Never not cool. I don't think it's douchey. If people don't like it, go fuck you. But
go
fuck you. That's not a thing. But anyway, I'll forward Pamela's email to you. But I just like it because I look back and I go, I remember when they made that. Nobody has to deal with a body image issue.
True.
It's not like, and nobody's going to look at a 6-year-old's craft that they made with leaves and those little like dingleberry things that they find all over the ground and glued to a white piece of paper and go, that was crappy. Like, why?
My kids would. My kids look at their own work from earlier and go, oh, that sounds
embarrassing. But your kids are artistic. Does Diego draw as well as Chad?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why. That for them. It's like a CrossFit. I don't know for anybody else. We never talked about it because, again, we were I was busy mediating, much like the Supreme Court finally decided on gay marriage.
Right on.
By
the way.
Pro.
Yeah. We should point out.
I was trying to decide on who could not or could drive a car or a remote in the Lancini household.
Sure.
It was very similar.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did not get a Father's Day recap, and so I wanted to ask you, did you receive any presents for Father's Day? Is this a bad thing? Should I just skip right over it?
Well, I think I might have been relieved that you didn't. I did get some presents. Here's what happened.
The presents are all I'm really worried about because I have a story that I think will, whatever it is that you went through,
you don't
this will make it worse.
Okay,
that's fine. That's what you need.
Then I'll... Very good. Then I will say that Chad essentially didn't speak to me all day, which is not uncommon. So I'm not even sure he realized it was Father's Day. And Diego said happy Father's Day to me from down a hall. There was no eye contact. We weren't in the same room. We were barely in the same house when he said it. I went out to breakfast with Luna. None of the children joined us. And we had a nice time. And she gave me a couple of presents there. So, and I don't know that either
one
of them.
In the restaurant? Good for you.
Yeah, right. Under the table.
Right under the table right there. She do with her feet or what?
I don't think either of them were from the kids. So there was no acknowledgement from my children of Father's Day whatsoever. And my wife was very nice and treated me very well in the morning. And then I was essentially
left
to my own
devices. Listen. We all have heard me make comments about how I'm going to be firmly eating a lot of New Balance shoe in about 8 years.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, maybe dip your toe in coming over to the asshole side of things.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it has to do with their age or whatever, but I find it very interesting. Everything that you do for your children, and then you describe something like this for me.
Then
the fact that I do nothing but yell at my kids, for the most part. I'm exaggerating, to be quite honest, to be completely transparent, is that there's a lot of, hey, get get your ass up and make your bed. Like, there's a military rule of things. Now there's a new rule in the house that they get up, they eat breakfast. Once they're done with breakfast, they get dressed, and they make their beds. And Jack just turned 4, and he was talking about, now I'm 4, I'm a big kid. And I spun that delightful little thing, and I turned it right back in his face. I said, you're 4 now, shit whistle, get in there and make your bed. Big boys make their beds, dude. But and yet, I can't help but think that they are weirdly appreciative of it.
Like, your own children, you mean.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I could go over there and yell at your kids.
No,
I'm pretty good at it. Well, here's the reason this is what was funny is that my, and this is kind of going to blow a little bit of the moment of the week wad here. Who cares? My son was out with my wife, and then she goes, oh, do you want to get something for dad for Father's Day?
Yeah.
I, of course, was at work because now I'm a real man. I have a part-time
That's
job.
That's true.
And so, making $10 an hour. I'm very happy. I only joke because I think it is funny to pretend to brag about it. But this guy, so she goes, what do you want to get for your dad? And my kids, I'll save what it was, but my kids each had very nice ideas for gifts.
Oh,
I was very surprised. And at the same time, there's a part of being a dad that I think you kind of learn to love getting the socks or the underwear. Like, it's cute. Or I always like a craft. Well, you know, and I like that kind of stuff. But this father, and this it says, a scratch-off lottery ticket bought as a last-minute Father's Day gift has turned a truck driver into an instant millionaire.
Wow.
Joseph Morris, 61, was given the winning $1 million payout ticket on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review reported. His daughter, Christina Mora, put the ticket in a card she gave to him, but his wife, Debbie Mora, said it was her idea to buy the $20 ticket. I said, buy a lottery ticket for him because I didn't get him anything and I felt bad, she said. A supermarket truck driver for 31 years, had fewer than 200 days to retirement, but is taking an early exit thanks to his winnings. The Moras, who live in Jeanette, 25 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, were waiting for the lottery to confirm the ticket was a winner when they spoke to the newspaper on Tuesday, but the ticket was confirmed as a winner by officials in Harrisburg on Wednesday. Pennsylvania Lottery spokeswoman Lauren Botero told the Associated Press, 4 other scratch-off tickets with the same game also have the $1 million top prize. Morrow, who has a 1960s-era Chevrolet Bel Air, said he plans to buy another muscle car and a new pickup truck and give his current one to another daughter, Kimberly Mora. To another daughter. So wait.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, the daughter gets you a $1 million ticket, retires.
Which the mom's stealing credit for.
A half a year early, and then the other kid gets a car? That one must get like a Range Rover or something. It still has it settled in. He told the paper, when I see the check in my hand, then I'll believe it. I like that's, you know, the last minute gift. It's like, you know what I mean? And that works out.
Yes, I do. I'm not sure what part of that story is supposed to make me feel better about my own life.
I told you it was going to make you feel worse.
Make me feel worse? I'm sorry.
That's what I said.
I didn't understand. Yeah, it did make me feel worse.
The more you described it, the more I was like, yeah, this is going to break bad. Because these are two people that, because that's what I think. Everybody looks at the store and we always go, oh, they're just a happy family with not a lot of money.
Yeah.
I like to think that because they have older kids, that much like you're describing, I think this is a universal thing when you have older kids. I now know this because I have bosses that are 22 at my part-time job. And it's funny because I go, oh, well, if I cannot come in on Sunday because it's Father's Day, but if you need me, I'll be there. I have a show, but blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, that's right. That's Father's Day. He goes, I totally forgot. I thought it was this weekend. But he was just so like nonchalant about it.
Right.
Which I know dads don't make a big deal, but it is just interesting that it's like, whatever, dad. You know what I mean?
I am not that kind of dad.
You like the Father's Day.
I would have liked a little more than I got.
All right,
I've had a couple of years.
If you're listening, get off your fucking asses and draw him a piece of artwork about how amazing. Maybe draw the menu that he makes for you.
Oh, yeah. That would be good.
Make the art thing.
That would be good.
So here's a fun story that I found. I'm working on the Tim Conway Jr. show on KFI AM 640.
Really? How did that come about?
Well, I got a part-time job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's cool. Tell us about it sometime.
I will. Not now. We don't have time. We got lots of show to get to.
Save it for later.
So anyway, I found this story, and Tim really enjoyed it, and I thought it would be a great story to play on this show as well, that it's just all around good times. Why aren't you playing? I said it's all around good times. Oh, wait. Nope.
This is why it's only a part time.
What is this,
job.
Amateur hour?
Yes, it is.
The future of sex may have just gotten safer now that some students invented a condom that can tell you if you have an STD. I'm Mara Montalbano for Buzz 60.
Isn't that a great name?
Leave it to teenage boys to come up with an invention like this. Three students at the Isaac Newton Academy came up with the concept called STI, a condom that will turn a different color if bacteria from a disease or infection is detected.
Okay, so are we all with what just happened?
Yeah.
There are three big things to this. A, this was invented by teenage boys.
Yes.
All right, I like that.
Yes.
B, it is a condom that will change color when bacteria for an STD are detected. Now, what I like about this is, and it's, I think, something that Conway could not say on terrestrial radio,
yes,
is that essentially, you know when you have an aquarium and you need to test, like, the alkaline level
the
of the water?
Level,
the pH and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you dip it in the water and then everything changes color.
Yeah.
You're using your genitals as a dipstick to test the acidity of the vagina.
Yeah.
The alkaline level of the herpes in the vagina.
Yeah.
Or the mouth, I guess.
Sure.
Now, here's the thing, though, that I also found interesting is that I'm assuming it would also do the same for the dude. So dude does not know until he rolls the thing off on the inside.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, honey, good thing I wrapped this up, because guess what? I've got the herp.
It can glow green for chlamydia, yellow for herpes, purple for HPV, and blue for syphilis. The students took first prize in the health category.
One of the things that Sharon, the producer, we said this off the air, but she was like, what would brown be? Like, or something. Like, she was just arbitrarily picking a color. And I said, anniversary.
At the Teen Tech Awards. But don't get too excited. The product is still just a concept. And it can only detect some strains of these infections, not all. So it's not going to eliminate the need for STD testing.
Now, I like, you can hear how this chick is very sing-songy.
Yeah.
I also like that there's like that bass riff underneath of, like, seems like porn music.
Yeah, it really does.
But she really closes out strong right here. Watch how she really lays it on. I love it when reporters try to be funny and like, boo-boo.
Plus, that just seems like a really bad time to learn that you have an STD. I can't imagine anything that would kill the mood faster. But then again, I guess that's the point.
Wait, what? The point is to kill the mood? Like,
listen. I don't know. I don't necessarily understand the joke, and I don't necessarily understand the product.
That's what's great.
Yeah, because it's like, so that's, you're going to go, and then you're going to pull it out, and then you're going to go, oh.
Is that the noise you make when you pull out, by the way?
Yes. It's not actually
made.
Well,
I got to note the time code on that one. 42.
Oh, I'm so hot. How many?
How is it that you finishing with sex is the same as Baymax giving a fist bump?
Oh,
no,
I'm so hot. No, I wasn't finishing. I was starting. I'm saying that you penetrate the presumably the teenage girl that you're with, because these are teenage boys who are
coming
up with
this product. Thank you for adding that part.
Yeah, thank you. And because teenage boys have universally been known for the the regularity with which they put on the condom.
Right. I think that now, I think they do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I think that's a thing now.
And then you're gonna remove yourself. You're gonna check the stick. You're gonna go, yep, she's infested. And then you're actually gonna stop. No, my guess is you're never gonna pull it out far enough to see it again.
Yeah, that's. These teenage boys have really done something that is more for college age guys.
True
I think
enough.
Is what's gonna happen.
And what they need to add is like a neon type blacklight situation, because in the dark back seat of the car, you're never going to see the color anyway.
Okay. Somebody just, I saw in the chat, I don't know if this is them, but somebody said, you really need to let me call in now. So there is, but we do have a caller who's been waiting ever so patiently on hold. So let's find out who this is. I've hit the button to connect the call, but it is hesitating.
Are you there, caller?
Now they are.
All right.
What is up, Butcher Drew?
Oh, nope, this is Adam.
It's Adam Rosenthal. He used somebody else's tagline.
Are you Butcher Drew's neighbor? Because I also have a voicemail from you that I'm playing a little later.
correct.
Oh, is that why you're calling to yell at me?
Yeah. No. I butchered that voicemail. I was on the way to work this morning and all off in La La Land and couldn't remember what the hell I was going to say. No, I was calling about the moments from our dads, the sayings that they have.
Uh-huh. Give me yours.
I was, I think, 17 or 18, and I was going to hop on a plane, go down to Texas to go to prom with my girlfriend who had moved down there at the time.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow.
My dad's driving me to the airport, and on the way we stopped by the gas station. And I figured, just like every day, he was swinging in to grab a pack of cigarettes for the drive. He comes back out and gets in the car. He turns to me and hands me a wad of cash. And with the most serious look on his face, he says, oh, what did he say? Hold on. He said, don't get her pregnant again.
Again?
Oh.
Yeah, there was a nice pause after that. Again.
Okay. Wait, had you ever gotten her pregnant, or was this just a funny joke to him?
Yeah, there had been a mistake in the past.
Oh.
Well, there's nothing as funny as that.
I like, yeah, exactly. Here's what
You just have to know my dad, though.
Listen, nobody's judging you or your dad.
Dead look on his face, but the again part just threw it out of the water.
No, that's, I get it. Now we're all with you. But see, we weren't there in that car, and we didn't also know the history. So I was thinking, like, in what part of Tennessee is the cliche dad phrase is like, don't get her pregnant, like handing a wad of cash as if to hire a hitman or to get it taken care of? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what part of that is cliche? Where it's like, don't get her pregnant again. And then
you've got Drew walking down the side of the road with the horse.
It's true. It's true. It is some kind of weird post-apocalyptic Never Never Land over there. Oh, that's funny. Good times. Well, thank you for calling in, Adam, and we will chat with you later. Call in anytime.
All right. No problem.
All right. I look forward to hearing that mangled voicemail if we get to it.
Oh, that's funny. He was ranting and raving about his wife's inability to drive the remote as well. We may not have time for it. Well, we'll see. I want to get to this because you had so much fun with our wordplay last time. And this is the opposite. I don't know how someone who is a fan of the words, as you are, would like these kinds of stories. But faux shizzle and hot mess were just added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Wow.
The English language is evolving, but not in a cool way like humans evolved opposable thumbs. I hate it when they do this. And powerful genitalia. So written for stupid morning shows. English seems to be evolving for the worse. The Oxford Dictionary just announced some new additions, which more or less legitimizes them as real English words. Check them out. Auto-tune, to alter or correct the pitch of a musical or vocal performance using an auto-tune device, software, etc.
I accept that.
Right? Faux shizzle, in the language of rap and hip-hop, this means for sure. Remember that time Oxford English Dictionary got all racist and shit?
Well, I reject that, not because it's hip-hop or has an ethnic element to it. I reject it because as a reference, it's about 10 years old.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean, is that Oxford catches on after nobody really says faux shizzle unless you're guys who have, your cell phone on a belt clip and long tube socks.
You're a white guy trying to sound like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, same thing with hot mess, by the way.
Faux shizzle. My dad, I think, got this one into the dictionary. Half-ass, to perform an action or task poorly or incompetently to do something in a half-hearted manner.
I'm surprised that's not in there already.
Right?
Shame on them.
Hot mess, something or someone in extreme confusion or disorder.
Or what you have when you pull out the STD condom.
Right. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
And you're trying to. No.
Mass hole, term of contempt for a native or inhabitant of the state of Massachusetts.
Now, I am all for this. But just because it's so mean.
Yeah. Like, I like.
But it's sort of
unbelievable. Are we cow holes then? Or?
Yeah.
Sext, a sexually explicit or suggestive message or image sent electronically, typically using a mobile phone.
That's coming way too late.
Stanky, having a strong, usually unpleasant smell.
Yes. It's cheek by jowl with hot mess.
It's what with what?
Cheek by jowl. Sorry, you can look that one
Intents
up.
Intents and purposes, is that on like Christmas Eve? That sounds like a really good one for you. That sounds like you got an advent calendar for that word coming up in that calendar.
Was that it? There are no more words?
That was all the words that were added that were at least notable, is what it says. That came from Time Magazine or whatever was talking about that. All right, let's take some time and listen to, because we touched on it, and listen to Adam again on his voicemail.
This is Adam from Tennessee, neighbor to Butcher Drew. I was listening to your episode on Tuesday about the TiVo and first world problems with the pausing commercials and whatnot, and it got me thinking, we only have internet and Hulu and Netflix, so we don't have any of that cable stuff. Who the hell can afford that on just one salary?
Remember that.
And it got me thinking about my wife. She'll call me at work sometimes because in our bonus room we have a projector.
I wish I could pause this because I can't. But it's, he just said, who has money for cable on one income? But in our bonus room. Now, I'm sure it's just like me and the back room or whatever. But
yeah, his bonus room, it's not a raised foundation.
Yeah.
And it's screened in.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't, and I'm guessing it's like what you would call like a playroom or something at the school. I'm going to try and open this using a different means so that I can actually pause and stop it. Now I've learned that when those voicemails are longer than what I anticipated, that it would be harder for me to do that.
Thinking about my wife, I have a projector TV and a audio system and an Xbox all wired together. So in order to make it work, you have to make sure the audio is connected correctly and the video is connected correctly and the Xbox is connected. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So she'll call me at work, all frustrated as hell because it's not working.
I've so
what
been
do
here.
I do? And the first thing I do is
Now, remember that right here. He goes, so she calls him all frustrated and feel this pause as he's about to go into this.
Like a cop talking
and
about.
The first thing I do is I say, okay, honey, you know what's.
Wait, hold on.
And it's not working. What do I do? And the first thing I do is I say, okay, honey, you know, what do you see? Or what do you hear? What's going on? And then she'll get frustrated as shit with me because I'm asking her all these questions.
But I've so been there where it's like, I'll tell my wife will call me with the computer. It's not working. And I'm in fucking Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Try to entertain some assholes. And, and it'll be funny because I'll go, okay, well, what does it say on the screen? And then she doesn't have the computer open. That's always a good move where she's like, oh, I don't know. And that, or she's there sitting in front of her. I go, okay, what I need you to do is do this. And I'll give her like a specific set of instructions. I go, and what you're going to see is this. And she goes, okay. And then what I like is she can't do it on her own, but then likes to go rogue and go, oh, I know what to do from here. And then click something that I did not tell her to do.
Yeah.
And then gets upset with me because I don't know where she's at.
Exactly. Well, I did what you wanted.
Right.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. And why is it? And it's so funny.
If you'd done what I wanted, you wouldn't have called me in the first place.
Exactly. I look forward to CJ's email about this very topic because I feel like my wife also, something about the vagina makes it hard to understand a universal remote that literally is designed so you push a picture with a television on it and just hold it at the television and it changes all of the inputs right there. I've pre-programmed everything for you and it's not working. This thing is stupid. I'm like, really? Because I seem to have no problem with it whatsoever. So,
if you have a serviceman come to your house and fix your AC, he asks you some questions to diagnose the problem. You don't get pissed off at him. I'm asking a question so I can figure out.
What if you did? Like the guy comes in and is like, so what seems to be the issue here? Well, where do you get off?
Right.
I just called you here to fix it. I don't know. I'm not certified as an HVAC guy. Okay, maybe we call Mike the HVAC guy. He'll fly into your area. But I'm not. I don't know what you're trying to get at. But if you could just fix it, that would be great. Well, is it not cooling? It's not doing anything. I don't know. Well, I'm tired of you coming at me with this attitude.
What the hell she's seeing, and what the hell she's done wrong. I keep in mind, I've got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. My 6-year-old can go upstairs and turn all that shit on. No problem. I'm just sitting up there watching damn cartoons in the morning. My 2-year-old can take my cell phone out of the bedroom, go turn on the TV in the living room, turn on the Roku, and get the cartoons playing all by her damn self. But my wife, for the life of her, cannot figure out how the hell to get that thing to work.
pretty much all I need.
The pauses are the best. Oh, well, Adam, I sincerely hope your wife doesn't listen. If she does listen, I want you to really, really enjoy that vaginal timeout you're about to experience, right, my friend. It's going to be well worth it.
Well,
for the 2 minutes of entertainment you provided on our fair show here.
I will say that we were watching last night in the dark, and she operated the thing flawlessly.
Oh, really?
I think she'd been studying or something, because she couldn't have been looking at her hands.
Some kind of a Rocky-esque montage of her, like... just all night sweating and pounding Red Bulls, like, son of a bitch. You know, Diego sitting there going, no, no, like hitting with a stick every time.
Yeah, exactly. Beating her.
Oh, that's good times. Good times. All right, let's do a little moment of the week, my friends.
Oh, dear.
You made them. You love them. And sometimes you want to choke the living shit out of them. But occasionally, they give you that one sweet moment. This is that moment. Moment of the week, brought to you by Stitcher, the free app that handles all your podcasting needs without having to sync to your computer. Stream all your favorite podcasts right to your Droid, BlackBerry, or iPhone. Just go to thedadpodcast.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the left-hand side. It's free, people. And they give us money if you do it. Adam just commented in the chat room saying, oh, shit, I didn't think of that. So
no,
I'm assuming it's... No, he said, oh shit,
Adam.
I never thought about that. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. The Adam, we just heard his voicemail. Evidently, his wife does listen.
Yes.
So
that's funny.
You're going to have to delete this. Oh, they didn't do a show this week. That's it. All right, do you want to go first or at all? Oh, he says, I'm already on vaginal hiatus because I'm married. That's funny, too.
Yeah, give me a second, though.
Okay.
I will go first. I'm just trying to remember what the hell I was going to say. I can't remember now.
Sorry, Adam.
No, that's okay. No, you're not talking to me. I don't know. He's going to have to change his name.
Yeah.
I lost it. Go.
I could go.
You know, go ahead. I'll see if I come up with something.
So I wanted to talk about, it was a couple things. So I have both of my moments of the week involve both kids. So instead of doing one per kid, I'm going to double down.
Okay.
One of them has to do with Father's Day. Is that, as I described.
If one of them could include one of my kids, I could be off the hook here.
What if that, how funny would that be, though, for the show, if I start having moments with your children?
Oh, man.
And your dogs, awesome. And you're just, you're just, fuck this. So Father's Day, Natalie goes to, I said, I don't really need anything, you know, we're dealing with this whole rat thing and stuff, and it costs a ton of money, which, by the way, four of them killed. I'm becoming the great white hunter. Oh,
wow.
My gosh. And it's a weird thing to be like, yeah, I got you another one, you motherfucker. Like, but so hopefully that is almost done. They're coming to inspect it in actually 15 minutes again. But anyway. So I was like, we don't have a ton of money. So she went shopping and asked the boys what I wanted. And I swear to God, I have never been so touched emotionally and at the same time found it humorous at how well my boys know me and what they pay attention to.
Yeah.
So the first one was Jacob a while ago got me a Spider-Man dress watch. And he says, you could wear it while you do your shows. Because my other dress watch that I would wear when I wear like a jacket and stuff wasn't, it broke and everything.
Yeah.
And he got it for me, and he asked me one time, and I felt really bad. I said, he goes, how come you never wear your Spider-Man watch? And I said, you know, son, I'm sorry. I said, it's not that I don't love it. I love it. I said, but I need a stopwatch so that when I go, when they say, Justin Worsham, I hit go, so I see how much time I've done and then how much time I have left.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said, his idea was, he said, Dad needs a watch, a nice watch for his shows. And he got me this, I don't know what it is. It looks like tungsten or something like that kind of dark metal that wedding bands are getting made of now a lot.
Yeah.
It's that, but it's a dress watch, and he when I opened it, he goes, it has a stopwatch. And I just thought that was really cute and really sweet of him. And then,
I hate you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. This is not breaking good for you at all. And then we just immediately went outside and just started playing like baseball. Like it was really weird. And then randomly, I jokingly, like, he cast a mime fishing pole and caught a fish. A real fish showed up.
Yeah.
And then it was shortly after that I experienced a cardiac infarction or a heart attack.
Yes.
And he resuscitated me. He saved my life.
Yes.
And then, no. That happened right before he and I together saved, I think it was 18 or 26 orphanages from orphans from a burning orphanage. Okay. The fire department couldn't get there in time.
No, of course
so
not.
We rushed in and we saved him. But other than that, uneventful Father's Day.
There, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
No, so the watch happened, and then the one from Jack was pretty hefty, and I opened it up.
Yeah.
And he said, and it was glasses for an old fashioned. And
oh,
I said,
wow.
I looked at Natalie and I said, you pick this out. Like, and she goes, no. She goes, I said, what do you want to get? Jacob says he needs a new shiny watch. Jack says, I want to get him glasses for his drinks. Now, what's great is that I know to the listener, because he's four, so I think if you're listening to me, you're going, this fucker must be pounding back old fashions every day.
Right.
And I don't think I am. I'll be honest, I drink more at 36 than I ever did at 21 or 26, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's not every day at all, usually it's after they go to bed or something, or I'll have them if we have friends over.
Right.
But I just thought it was
after the sun comes up.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, in the morning for breakfast. Definitely. Hair of the dog. But I just thought I thought it was cute that it was very interesting to me and cute in that he was like, I think dad, like, and what I like is that his little toddler brain was like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know how to say this, but it's like that thing that today, like you go to cigars, or you know what I mean? Like you go have a cigar with your kid. That it's like you going suit shopping with Diego. Like that's something that's a little more grown up. The idea that my son at four, his awareness of what should be enjoyed as a father and as a man is a nice drink in a nice glass.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That line in the Are You an Alcoholic that says, does your drinking affect your family?
Yeah.
I think you've edged into that one.
But in a good way. This is a bonding moment for me and my children.
I
don't think that counts. I don't need to go to rehab just yet.
I love how you're putting a spin on it, but he shouldn't be that aware of your...
I don't see a spin at all.
Okay.
If it was a spin, I would probably vomit because I'm dizzy drunk right now. But I think, and I'm not giving it to him. I mean, has he had tastes? Yes.
Right.
But that's how I keep him out of my liquor cabinet. But, you know, was I shocked at his profound taste in bourbon? He really likes a good, high-quality bourbon.
Right, and he can pick them out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He doesn't like the bourbon or the Jim Beam. He's like, give me some Four Roses or I'll take some of that Baby Hudson Kentucky
shelf.
Straight. Yeah.
Top shelf.
Yeah, $80 a bottle.
Jacob Top Shelf Horsham.
That's Jack.
Joe,
a little, Jacob.
Sorry.
I don't. He's got shitty taste.
Oh,
in booze.
Okay, right.
He's a fucking Zima kid. No, I don't know.
That's fantastic. And in your honor, I was drinking old fashions on Father's Day.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, with the big ice cube. And everything.
Oh, nice. Look at you,
exciting.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Do you use your Gentleman Jack?
No, this was at the restaurant. They didn't want me to bring my open bottle in.
Oh, I didn't know it was at the restaurant.
No. We went to. I posted it on my thing, but I know you don't really look at that.
I don't look at anything.
I know you don't.
I'm so drunk, I'm barely looking at my children, evidently.
Right. Maybe if I get them glasses, Daddy will look at me. Right. You're busy going, do I know a Pamela? Who is this intoxicating creature?
She kissed like a little mother named Pamela? What? Well, she looks like she's going to do me a lot more than your mother ever will.
So I actually did remember what I was going to say.
All right.
While you were talking, I actually have it's a little bit of a cheat, as it always is with me. I have three.
Nice.
Sort of. The first one is Diego, just this morning, as a matter of fact. Two of them are from this morning. All three of them.
From this morning?
Yeah, it's just a very, very busy time. All right, so.
It's weird that that was what you couldn't remember. And yet you're accusing me of being the drunk.
Touche.
That's right.
All right. The whole year that he was on cross country, or the season, cross country season, Diego had gotten into drinking these Carnation instant breakfast things. And so I would mix those up for him. And I had my own sort of particulars, very like a, what are they, not a bartender, what are they
mixologist.
Now, a mixologist. I'm like a mixologist now, because I've got to, I put it in and I shake it. I don't stir. Stirring doesn't
do
it.
Don't
do
this
it.
Motion with shaking, by the way. He just did what you do when your boss leaves the room, like, oh, look at a little of this jackhole.
true enough. So
it was more of a skeet skeet mixologist than it was what I think you meant to do.
So I had a whole system for it, and occasionally,
much like you, a mixologist does it with two hands.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's,
yes. You need both hands, yeah, and a wide open grasp.
That's
in
right.
order to get that, and a smile.
And Luna had stepped in and made it for him once or twice. And she does use it. She uses a whole other approach, which is the stir with the spoon kind of approach. Much less effective in my way of thinking, but you end up with fewer dirty dishes. In any case, he's been spending some nights and stuff away, and he's been sleeping over, crashing over at Grandpa's house a little bit just to get away from the madness. Such a lucky son of a bitch. And so he's been making them himself. And he's been using his mother's method and complaining to me that that it wasn't really effective. And I said, well, anytime you want to know how to make one properly,
just move back into the house.
No, no, no. Just let me know and we can go through it. So this morning he was he said he wanted to have, you know, he wanted to have one and that he was going to make it himself. And Luna was like, oh, no, I'm right here. I'll make it for you. I'll do it for you. And he was like, no, I'd just like to just soon to, you know.
And, no, mom, please. I got.
So she muscled her way in. He goes, because the reason I never, I was offering to do it was because I never really liked it when you made it. I don't like it when you make it. It doesn't come out right. And she was so upset. She's so offended. Like, why didn't you just tell me? I've been doing it all this time and you didn't like what I was doing. I could have been changing what I was doing. And it was lovely to hear that conversation happening with somebody who wasn't me.
Yeah.
Because it's always 2 years in, they go, you know, I don't like it when you do that. And I'm like, well, if you'd said anything at all. Yeah,
who is that on, really? You know
right,
what I mean?
It's on them. But
at what point, this is where to go putting this full circle, our asshole conversation at the top of the show. I think these guys have an idea here. Like, just be a dick and go, yeah. Listen, I don't like the way you make it.
Right. So, and I said, regardless of any of that, anytime one of them says, hey, I want to do XYZ myself, you fucking let them do it.
Right.
They don't do enough of that. I'm sorry. all right, so that was one. Number two was this is sort of tangential, but I was you know how you go to the doctor and it's the first time you're there and you have to just fill out a bunch of forms, and now it's gone to a new level where it's online. I love the doctors that go, listen, just go online and fill out our first-time patient stuff there. Mm-hmm. And then you're not sitting there and you're trying to balance something on your friggin' lap and trying to get all your reference info jammed under their form with my horrible chicken scratch handwriting. It's just, it's none of it is any good. So it's no bueno. So I really appreciate it when the places have that as an option. But they also, it ends up being like crazy extensive, and sometimes it seems to me they're asking more and more information. So in one particular one I was filling out this morning, it was asking about the parents, you know, if there's substance abuse history in the family kind of a thing. And it's crazy because like you're filling out stuff like, oh, I'm going to go get my teeth cleaned, and they want to know, you know, who had, you know, did anyone ever hang themselves? I'm like, I'm not sure what that has to do with teeth, but here's the info. So... They're asking about...
Getting a little invasive here. Yeah, you're not even really a doctor, right. Toothy witchologist.
witch doctor, no. That
shaman, I guess,
right.
Would have been a better one.
Yeah. You know, the question was about substance abuse. So I was like, well, you know, and I sort of list the stuff that has to do with me, which is essentially nothing. There's nobody, you know, we barely drank until I met you.
Yeah.
I really hardly. I've had more to drink since I've known you than I had in the previous 49 years.
You're welcome.
Just saying.
The listeners also help.
But I am enjoying it.
Drew
more.
Bought that
all
shit.
All right, all right, all right.
So I texted Luna, who was away. And said, is there any family history of substance abuse on your side? And she wrote back, no substance abuse, just crazy. So
I love that chick.
Yes.
She's the best.
They didn't have a box for crazy. So I said, well, you can answer that yourself.
Later. Other,
right. Last night, Diego came up to me. He has been completely turned around. It's insanity over there. Mayhem. He sleeps. It used to be we were saying.
Is
oh,
he still
he
in the
late.
Hammock?
No. That did I say Diego? I meant Chad. Sorry.
Okay,
no. Yeah, he's still in the hammock and still loving it, as far as I know.
All right. Is the bed still underneath his hammock? I have to know.
No, no, no. That got taken care of the next day. Within 24 hours, it was wrapped in plastic. And
so now it is Gilligan's Island in his room.
Absolutely. And has been, and he seems perfectly happy with it. No, I meant Chad. Chad has flipped his schedule around. It was always, he tended to stay up late on the computer and then sleep late. And then so getting up at 10 or 11 became getting up at 11 or 12, became getting up at 2 or 3. He's sleeping till 5 in the afternoon. I mean, he's up all friggin' night.
Oh, my God.
It's just completely whacked out. And he knows he's got to change it. But once you get into that kind of thing, it's really hard. You don't get there suddenly. You get there over a long period of time. And he came to me last night, it was already after midnight. And he said, listen, Dad, here's what I like to do is I'd like to go to breakfast with you, like really early in the morning. Can we do that? Because then, you know, and he said, I'll just go have coffee or something. He said, I'll do something to keep myself up and keep myself wired so that then tomorrow night I'll just crash like early. And then that'll jumpstart this shift. And I said, okay, so I'll wake you up at when? He goes, no, I'll already be up. I said, I'm staying up all night, and then we'll just go out to breakfast, and then we'll do this thing, but I really want your help. And I'm like, which is very sweet, because every time I've talked to him about anything, we got to change, how can I help, so on and so
forth. Very un-teenager-like.
He's been very rejecting of me, and here was this time where he was like, I need you. I want you to help. Here's how you can help. And it was going to be, let's go have a breakfast, and so on and so forth. So all of it was great, so I went to sleep with Sugar Plum Fairies and got up at, 7 o'clock this morning. He was out. And I shook him and shook him and shook him for 3 hours. And he did not get out of bed. And I did not have breakfast with him. And that is par for the course. So it was the falling asleep, thinking of this, having breakfast with him, which was my moment of the week. The reality was that that's not happening.
I really feel like that is so much to parenting teenagers. You know what I mean? Like, because everybody always says to people who have toddlers, like, cherish this time.
Right.
Remember these days.
Right.
And then you get to this point where it's like, oh, boy, it's going to be just like he was 9 again.
Right.
And then it's like, hello? Hello?
Right.
Nothing? Just
nothing.
Nothing
but he
at all.
He managed enough to say.
Hello? No? Hello? No? Hello? Hello? Are you coming? No? Okay.
He eventually said, well, clearly I fell asleep. So the problem has been solved.
No, it hasn't.
He said, I went to bed on time. And I went, on time? We already had the conversation at 12:30 at night.
Well, not on time, but it's okay now.
And he was just gone.
I don't need you, Father.
Right, exactly.
I've got control of this.
That's awesome.
So anyway, God bless my family.
Good times. Well, that's our show. Send us an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. We got more questions you could send in for Dr. J. We're recording with him on July 15th. That is a Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific. We will be back this coming Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. You can follow us live at mixlr.com/dadpodcast. All of our social media stuff is all in the description of this episode. So you can follow us on the Twitter, all of that. You can see pictures that Paco takes here in the studio on his Instagram, call_of_Dooley. Please tell 3 people about the show. Please check out Justin is Married, Booker is Single, because I need some downloads on that bitch. Exciting news for Booker, too, BT Dubs. I might not be able to say that. No, he's going to say that today. He's doing another podcast with Perez Hilton. So heads up, Justin is Married, Booker is Single might be going the way of the dodo, because when it comes to who is more famous as a sidekick, Perez Hilton or Justin Worsham, it's not this guy.
Understood. Understood. Very different fan base.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. And now Paco is going to tell you about our fantastic Amazon banner.
I want to tell you about something that everyone should know about, which is to go to the Dad Podcast website and scroll down to the bottom, and there's the Amazon banner. And when you click on the Amazon banner, it's going to take you to the Amazon, and you're going to see parrots, and you're going to see tigers and giant spiders. And if you're scared of spiders, you can leave. But first, before you leave, click on the bookmark. Make it a bookmark. And when you go back, it'll be so much faster. You get there, and then when you buy stuff, they'll give us a little money, and it will be nice for us. Thank you.
My new favorite game is you doing that bit, and then the people making guesses as to what voice you're doing. Last time it was Drunk East, because I think you were doing something that was supposed to be Irish, but it sounded Chinese. This one is Drunk Sesame Street. But Butcher Drew's guess is Post-Stroke Dick Clark. Oh, on behalf of Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, this is Justin Warsham saying, hug your kids, hump your loved ones, and stay frosty, my friends.